You're listening to The Divorce and Your Money Show, the number one show on iTunes that discusses financial issues in divorce. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and certified divorce financial analyst, and author of the book, Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. Today, I have an interview that is primarily for the women listening. I like to share and expose you to resources that can help you that you might not know about, particularly when it's the case that you might feel alone and you might think that you're the only one going through this experience. Well, today I interview Vicki Stark. She is a family therapist and author of two books that we'll get into in the interview. But most importantly is she is the best expert in the world when it comes to something called abandoned wife syndrome. And what that is, you know, it's very common for husbands to just disappear. Where one day you think your marriage is ticking along and all of a sudden your husband blurts out, you know, this isn't working anymore, and he leaves. And this happened directly to Vicki, and she has dedicated the last 10 years of her life to studying the subject and helping women through the abandoned wives syndrome. And she has lots of resources, and we'll get into what happened, what the common symptoms are, and importantly, what to do if you find yourself in a position where your husband has disappeared. So I'll leave the rest to Vicki to explain to you, but this is an episode that you do not want to miss. Today we have Vicki Stark, family therapist, author of Runaway Husbands, The Abandoned Wife's Guide to Recovery and Renewal, and also editor of Planet Heartbreak, Abandoned Wives Tell Their Stories. Vicki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sean.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got interested and involved from your personal experience in the subject of abandoned wives?
Sure. Well, I'm a family therapist, and I have worked with families for over 30 years, and I've been a marriage counselor and a divorce counselor. So 10 years ago, I believed that I was in a very happy, secure, long-term marriage of 21 years until the day my husband sort of tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's over. And I'll tell you specifically what happened because it's a great story, which is that I was on the road on a book tour with my first book, which is about sister relationships. And I came home, and that night my husband came home from work, and I said to him, I bought fish. And he said, it's over. And I said, okay, we'll have chicken, figuring he doesn't like fish anymore. And he said, no, it's over. I'm leaving you and I'm moving out right now. And this came to me as complete bolt from the blue because I thoroughly believed that he was happily married, that I was happily married, that we were a really solid couple. And it was pretty devastating. And he did actually move out immediately. He'd had a girlfriend for 6 years, which I, remarkably, as a marriage counselor, didn't know about. And then, you know, my life just sort of turned on a dime. And it was so shocking to me. And so, you know, that I didn't see it coming. He had never mentioned that he was unhappy or thinking of leaving. And I just had to understand how somebody could morph overnight from being a loving, caring sweetheart of a husband into a stranger who actually turned on me and became very aggressive and angry. I was just flabbergasted. So, you know, a few months after this happened, when I sort of picked myself up off the floor, I started researching this topic of husbands who leave out of the blue. And that led to what I call the Sudden Wife Abandonment Project, or SWAP, S-W-A-P. And I started contacting women all over the world who had experienced a similar thing. So I did an online study and a face-to-face study with 400 women. And the thing that took my breath away was that there were such distinct parallels between my experience and the experience of other women who'd had the same thing happen to them. And so that I started to recognize that there's a pattern here, which I call sudden wife abandonment. you know, it was just really shocking. And so that's sort of what led to the book that I wrote, which is called Runaway Husbands, and which has developed into a community worldwide of other women who have experienced something like this.
And so why don't you tell us what the characteristics are of sudden wife abandonment?
Sure. There are 10 what I call hallmarks of sudden wife abandonment. Now, of course, we know in our culture lots of people get divorced and husbands leave and wives leave. But in wife abandonment syndrome, it's very, very distinct. So prior to the separation, the number one is that the husband had seemed to be an attentive, emotionally engaged spouse, and the wife really looked upon him as trustworthy and involved. Number two was that the husband never said he was unhappy in the marriage or thinking of leaving. Number three, and this happened over and over again with the women that I've heard from, is that the husband typically blurts out the news that the marriage is over out of the blue in the middle of a mundane domestic conversation, like mine, where I said, I bought fish, and he says, it's over. Number four is that the reasons given for his decision to leave are nonsensical, exaggerated, trivial, or fraudulent. You know, very often the husbands come up with these bizarre reasons, and the wife is like, what? You're leaving because I left too many shoes by the front door, or I didn't clean up the crumbs on the counter? You know, they just, you know, the reasons that are given are just, you know, baffling to the wives. Number five, by the time the husband reveals his intentions to leave, it's already a fait accompli. So, you know, it's not like the wife could say, let's go for counseling and let's work on it. He's made up his mind and he's really out the door. Number six, and this is the really devastating one, is that the husband's behavior changes radically so that to his wife, he seems to become like a cruel and vindictive stranger. Like my husband and I felt was tremendously close. And from the moment that he left, I didn't recognize him. And very often women say, you know, that they seem, it's as though their husband has become an alien. He's just so different. Number seven, the husband shows no remorse. Rather, he blames his wife and describes himself as the victim. Number eight, in almost all cases, the husband has been having an affair and very often moves in with the girlfriend. Number nine, the husband makes no attempt to help his wife, either financially or emotionally. And number 10, systematically devaluing the marriage, the husband denies what he had previously described as positive aspects of the couple's joint history. So that not only is the wife's present and future changed, but he goes back and he says, remember that trip that we took to Italy and you thought we were having such a great time? Well, I hated every minute of it. And so she's just totally, you know, totally confused, like, how could that happen? That's not what I experienced. So, you know, there are these very distinct hallmarks that person after person has recounted to me, you know, that their husbands left in the same way.
And this isn't just personal experience. You said how many people were part of runaway husbands that you surveyed?
Initially, it was 400. But I would say in the past 10 years, I've heard from thousands. Thousands and thousands, you know, every year. I mean, people read the book and, you know, if you go to Amazon.com and read the reviews on the book, the book makes a tremendous difference to them. And, you know, I wish I had had it when my husband left because you feel like you're crazy. You feel like, how did I not see the signs? You feel like, you know, he's blaming me for everything. Was I really to blame? You feel like you're really losing it and you feel like you're completely alone. Like you're the only person in the world that this bizarre thing has happened to. So that, you know, since we've developed this Runaway Husbands community and we have this website, which is runawayhusbands.com, it's an opportunity to break that sense of isolation and also for people to have an explanation, like what happened and how does somebody change in this way?
So if you're what you think is happily married, what might be some warning signs that a woman should look out for that could lead them to a situation where they might have become abandoned later down the line?
Right. So I don't want to make every happily married woman who might be listening to the show get all nervous now, you know, that my husband's going to walk out of the blue. I mean, it doesn't always, you know, it's not a typical thing. It's an unusual thing. But if I look back to my own marriage, there are certain signs that perhaps even though your husband's not telling you that he's thinking of leaving, that things are changing. So some of the signs are, does he suddenly seem unhappy with his life, even if his complaints are not about the marriage? So if suddenly he hates his job and he's just miserable about his job, do you notice a personality change? Does he not seem like himself? Is he withdrawn and suddenly irritable and sort of barking at you or barking at the kids? are his habits changing? And this happened with my husband. I couldn't understand why he went out and bought all this red gym clothes. You know, it was so unlike him, first of all, to go to the gym, second of all, to wear like red clothes. I mean, it was really bizarre. Is he dyeing his hair? Is he getting a tattoo? Did he buy an expensive car? Those are sort of some of the many sort of tip-offs that something might be changing. And this is a big one. Do his values seem to be in flux? Is he adopting ideas that he used to belittle or belittling things he used to value? So he used to say, I would never do such and such a thing. And now he's saying, yeah, you know, that's an important thing. And I would always do this thing. And what that means is that he's rebuilding his identity with this other, with the other woman, because there's almost always another woman on the scene. And that's sort of shifting his value system. Is he taking mysterious business trips or disappearing for periods of time? And has he frequently started to mention some woman at work, telling you about her in an innocent way? And often the men who are in our runaway husbands community work in careers in which they're in positions of power or authority, such as professors or pastors or business executives, where they might come in contact with young women who look up to them. So, I mean, those are a bunch of signs. Even if you see those signs, it doesn't mean that your husband's thinking of leaving. But if you put them all together, that they're pretty common for the women who have experienced wife abandonment.
You know, from your research and from your experience, why would a husband, what seems like, just leave all of a sudden? I mean, I imagine from the husband's perspective, it's not a sudden departure, but certainly to the wife it is. You know, what causes that shift and that way to react?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're so right. I mean, very often the husbands have been agonizing about it and thinking about it and sort of planning and maybe tremendously ambivalent about it until the moment that he reaches the tipping point, and then there's no turning back, and he's a runaway husband. He's running as fast as he can. But in my work with the women, and also in my work as a therapist, because don't forget, I work as a, you know, my job is I'm a therapist, and I have men in my practice that I work with who may be thinking of leaving a marriage. A lot of the times in the runaway husband's scenario, the guys are in their 50s or 60s, late 40s, 50s, 60s, and they feel like they've achieved a lot in their lives. They've come to the pinnacle of their success in terms of work. And they feel like, what else is there? You know, is this all there is? And that it's sort of indicative of a midlife crisis where a man feels like, I've been a good husband, I've been a good father, I've been a good son, I've been a good worker. You know, when is it my turn? This is my time. When do I get to be James Bond? And, you know, particularly if they've been with the same wife for 20 or 30 years, sleeping with the same woman, you know, night after night, and then somebody else in the office, and often it often goes this way, you know, that a younger worker or, you know, somebody who works, who's a colleague in some way in the office, looks up to him, and he feels this sense of importance in somebody's life, that somebody really needs him. And he just can't resist it. And it's an opportunity to not feel like the same old guy, but to sort of reinvent himself as the exciting, sexy new guy, even though he's 60 or 65. And I understand why, you know, it's pretty irresistible for a lot of men to want to feel as though they have another opportunity to live life again. Because a lot of times men say that, you know, that the other woman makes them feel alive. And that's, you know, very often the wife is very looking forward to the retirement, and we're going to sit at home and we're going to travel and it'll be stable and it'll be great. And to the husband, that sounds like, shoot me now. You know, that sounds like the worst thing. So the opportunity of having a younger woman in his life, and they're not always, but they're often the younger woman, is a new beginning for the man.
I think that's a very well explained answer to some of the psychology behind a man leaving. And, you know, if you're a wife and your husband one day walks out, so what do you do? What's your next steps from there? I mean, you have to maybe get a divorce, or at least you're separated, you have a life to live, but kind of walk us through the process from that day and the next things that you should do.
Okay. Well, you know what I want to do is I want to roll back the tape 10 years before he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a mission, on a mission. And the mission is for women to have a life of their own, even if they're going to be a stay-at-home mom. For those women who have a career, like for myself, when my husband left, I had an identity. I had a career. I had a business. I'd already written a book. And so although it was really devastating for me, I had another identity apart from the marriage. But for a lot of women who don't, who've really centered their lives around the husband and the family, and even, you know, if they're not working or they're not involved in other activities or volunteer activities or whatever it is, then the day he walks out the door, there's a vacuum. There's a tremendous vacuum there, and they become really lost because they don't have other anchors in their lives. So I'm really, you know, on a sort of a bit of a mission to really encourage women. I mean, typically men have jobs, but sometimes women don't, to have other things in their lives that can fill up their lives, you know, if the husband leaves or even if the husband doesn't leave. But it's a very important thing for women to have an identity apart from the family. And so that the day that the husband leaves, she can then, you know, somehow turn to the other pieces in her life and start to rebuild her life. Now, as we know, Sean, like everything in life, there are pluses and minuses. Sometimes even really negative things like getting cancer or your husband leaving is an opportunity to look at your life in a different way and to develop some a philosophy of life that will strengthen you. So what I like to say is that we want to turn the crisis of abandonment into a springboard for change. And that a lot of the women who I've heard from in the past 10 years have used this, you know, after they scrape themselves up off the floor, have used this as an opportunity to go back to school or to learn something new or to move to some place that they've always wanted, where they've always wanted to live, or they have a certain kind of freedom to build their lives in various ways. And the example for me is that even though, you know, I had my career and all that, a few months after my husband left, I joined a woman's barbershop chorus. Now, this is a pretty remarkable thing because I have about the worst voice in the world. These very kind women let me join. So I'm singing barbershop with this barbershop chorus and traveling with these women and going to meetings once a week and learning the music. And if I'd been married, my husband would, who was, you know, a sort of a snobby intellectual, would never have agreed to me being, I mean, he would totally have looked down on it. I mean, we could have done what I wanted. He didn't control me, but I probably wouldn't have done it. And the barbershop chorus was a tremendous plus in my life. It was really a great experience and very positive. So that's a small example of how people can start to look at their lives and say, what can I do to build my own life now so that I can sort of take back my life from this experience and not feel as though I've wasted the last 30 years of my life, because nothing is wasted, and make a decision about what am I going to do with the next years in my life? How am I going to make them valuable?
That's great advice, is taking what one might think is a negative experience, and certainly it is a painful one, but putting a positive spin on it and trying to enjoy things you might not have enjoyed before, or the rest of your life, because you still might have 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years left to experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think like anything in life, you know, it depends upon what you're going to do with it. We subsequently, after having written Runaway Husbands, I recently edited a new book, which is called Planet Heartbreak. And I really love Planet Heartbreak. I didn't write it, but 62 women who have experienced wife abandonment syndrome wrote their stories, their short little 2-3 page stories about what happened to them. And one of the women, and I asked them each to make a title for their story. And one of the women, her title is "When Life Gives You Lemon, Make Lemonade." And you know, it's a lovely cliche, and you hear in the stories the heartbreak that they went through and the shock and the devastation and the misery. But in many of the stories, you're going to hear how the women pick themselves up and are doing something different. And that's, you know, that's really the important message.
Exactly. And also in those stories, you see 62 examples of people who have gone through the same experience and what happened, lessons they learned, and how every one of them emerged on the other side.
Yeah, and you know how it is. When you're super miserable, when it's the Eckhart Tolle book, The Dark Night of the Soul, you know, when you're in the middle of the night and it feels so dark, it feels like the morning is never going to come and you're never going to feel good again. And we've all experienced that to one degree or another. You know, when you're really suffering, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, it's almost impossible to be able to see in the middle of that winter that, you know, that the spring is going to come. So that really the hope is that people will recognize that no matter how miserable you are, there is that possibility that you're going to get through this, that you just keep going, put one foot in front of the other, and you're not always going to feel this badly. Because when you're feeling it, it's, you know, the misery, the grief, the sense of betrayal, the loneliness, the longing, the obsessiveness, the thinking about him day and night, and particularly if he's moved in with a girlfriend. And in some women's cases, he's in the woman's home living with the girlfriend, because he could afford to buy the home and the wife had to move out. And so it's a pretty big injury and it's pretty hard to integrate that fact. So that even though you're experiencing all of that stuff and it's you're so miserable, we need to remember that time is a great healer and that people can move on and that you can feel better again. So that's one of the primary things, is to recognize that the chaos won't last forever. And to accept the fact that the marriage is really over, because that's another thing that a lot of times women in their fantasy or, you know, they're hoping that he'll wake up, he'll realize, he'll have remorse, he'll recognize how important the wife and the family are, and he'll come back. And that keeps them connected to him, even though he's really not thinking about her.
Yeah, that's a good last point, is that in every one of these cases, none of the couples got back together. That said, is oftentimes a husband would come back and say, wow, I really screwed this up. But you do have to acknowledge that things are over and you need to prepare for the rest of your life if you find yourself in this situation.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, I think in classic wife abandonment syndrome, if all of those criteria that I read to you in the beginning, the 10 criteria, are met, it's highly unlikely that the guy is going to turn around. He's pretty much moved on, particularly if he's become so negative and putting the wife down and all that. It's unlikely that he's going to move on. Although, yeah, there are the cases where down the road, the husband realizes that he misses her and he wants to reconnect. Of course, in some of those cases, the wife has already moved on and she's not ready to resurrect the marriage. So that's sort of the risk that the husband takes when he leaves.
No, that's right. And one thing I did want to touch on, since we are on the Divorce and Your Money show, is what kind of role or what advice do you give women who are not normally involved in the family finances? What would you tell them, married or not, or going through the divorce process, how to think about their financial situation and their day-to-day finances going forward?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think when I said before I wanted to roll back the tape 10 years and suggest to women that they get some other things going on in their lives, like jobs or volunteering or whatever, definitely women need to be an equal partner financially, at least in terms of really understanding their finances. I mean, it's really heartbreaking when the husband walks away and he knows everything about the finances and the woman really knows nothing. And I see that over and over again. And then she just doesn't know how to start. You know, she hardly knows how to write a check. You know, she doesn't know, you know, how much they pay for taxes or how much the mortgage is. And she knows nothing about the finances in her family. So that if a wife can at any point, or, you know, someone in a relationship at any point can really sit down with the husband and go over all of the finances and really get to know what's going on here, it makes a huge difference. I mean, a lot of the times some of the women say that one of the things that happened was that their husband was moving money around, was changing things, was having her sign papers, and she didn't really know what she was signing, but she trusted him. And then at the point at which he leaves, she goes to the bank and she finds out, no, there's nothing in that account. and oh, your pension, oh, that was taken out months ago. So that it's pretty shocking. But in a sense, you know, a woman really, as much as you might love or trust your husband, you really need to be awake to what's happening in your life, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. And Vicky, what's the best way for people to get more information and to contact you?
Definitely to visit the website, which is runawayhusbands.com. I am always happy to help people and to hear from people, and I can be reached. My email address is Vicky, and that's V-I-K-K-I, at runawayhusbands.com. So that's the easy way to reach me.
Vicky, thank you so much for coming on to the show. This is an extraordinarily important subject, and I'm glad to share it with the audience.
Thank you so much, Sean, for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Vicky Stark. Be sure to check out her two books, Runaway Husbands, The Abandoned Wife's Guide to Recovery and Renewal. That is a great book that just gives you an overview of everything that we talked about. And then also her latest book that just came out in October called Planet Heartbreak, Abandoned Wives Tell Their Stories. It's a great book with stories from people who have gone through the same thing. The links to everything that we mentioned are in the show notes, as well as if you go to divorceinyourmoney.com, you'll see a full transcription to the episode and links to everything that we talked about. And before you go, I want to make sure you don't miss some very important resources. You just visit our website at divorceandyourmoney.com. And the first thing you should do is make sure you join the community and sign up for the newsletter. You just toss in your email, and I will be sending you a set of resources that are very, very helpful. And there's also some freebies and lots of information you will not find anywhere else. I don't post it on my website, and I don't post it anywhere publicly. Only the people who subscribe to the email get it. The second thing is you should consider getting my book. It's Divorce and Your Money, The No-Nonsense Guide. It's available on Amazon, and it walks you through all the key information that you need to know. It has lots of helpful checklists and financial information and gives you a general overview of the whole divorce process. And for those of you who want personalized attention, you want to, before you sign that settlement, you want to make sure it's a good deal for you, or maybe you're trying to figure out if it's really worth it for you to keep the house. Maybe you're emotionally attached to it, but you don't know if financially you can afford it. Or maybe you haven't even hired an attorney yet, and you want to figure out what your options are and what the best issues are and things to think about for you. We can do that in a coaching session. All you do is you click on the coaching tab, fill out a short form, and we will start with a complimentary call just to see if I can help you directly. Finally, if you haven't already, subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player and leave a review. It takes 2 seconds on iTunes. Just click on the reviews tab, and it's very helpful for other people to find this information. And of course, share it with a friend. If you know someone else who could need this information, who might be thinking about divorce or is already in the process, it's greatly appreciated if you share it. I'm your host, Sean Lehman, MBA and certified divorce financial analyst. Thank you for listening.